HealingPowerHour.com.
This episode of Healing Power Hour Radio is sponsored by Natural Hair Creations by Samaya, located only 5 minutes south of downtown Atlanta, specializing in all your natural hair care needs. Whether you have locks, twists, or other unique natural hairstyles, Samaya is your natural hair care specialist. For a free consultation or to schedule your appointment, call 404-226-5429. That's 404-226-5429. 5429 Natural Hair Creations by Samaya.
I'm scared,
tuned to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L.
Everyone, this is Dr. Akila, and welcome to Healing Power Hour Radio. This is episode 20, and I thank you all for listening, and those who will be listening in the future for their pre-recording. And like every show, I love to send out blessings of peace, love, health, happiness, and prosperity. Today is going to be a very, well, should I say tonight? Tonight's going to be a very heavy, hardcore show. I intend for this show to go over an hour. For those who are listening live, unfortunately, you will have to listen later on because it's going to start broadcasting after 60 minutes. And after going through all of my notes, I can assure you that this is going to go over 60 minutes easily. And I'm not going to rush it because I'm very passionate about this particular subject. It's to the point where I'm just in awe over this country that I live in. And we want to point fingers at the communist countries that are under the dictatorship of one ruler. And to me, America is not too far off in heading down that road, except that the dictator, I'm having a problem saying that word, dictator, is not necessarily one man, but a particular company. Or shall I say, it could be a gang of companies where it is a cluster of the FDA, the CDC, the pharmaceutical companies, as well as the medical facilities. And I am always aware of the tricks and trades that are used to get people to react and not act. You're reacting from emotions and not acting from thought. And ever since 9/11, it seems that the mantra of America is fear, 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 be afraid, be afraid, be afraid. And I could see why they would do that, because it's very effective. When you go to the hospital, you're not going there excited. When you go for a checkup, you're not going there doing cockwheels. You're not, wow, I want to see how healthy I'm going to be. 99% of the people that go there doesn't even think on those terms. They want to know what type of bad news the doctors are going to tell them. And sometimes your medical doctor tell you something so asinine that they have to back it up with fear so that you don't even use your logic. And thanks to all of the television shows like ER, Grey's Anatomy, Scrubs, now they have several ones about nurses. I can't even count how many medical, television shows, cable and free broadcasting shows, revolve around the hospital and the doctors really trying to make them look more human than robots that you're used to seeing with, who are emotionless robots who do not really have any concern for your well-being and will administer crazy things. And it's just all a setup. Like, when I say crazy things, I'm talking about medication, certain surgical procedures, just and crazy diets. You know, if you have uric acid, the doctor tells you instead of eating red meat every day, just eat it 3 or 4 times a day. Instead of just telling you not to eat red meat at all, how about that? That will stop your gout. So those people who are suffering from gout, instead of the doctor telling them, because they don't really know about nutrition, they just tell you something silly, and so that you can continue doing what you're doing and getting the results that you're getting, which is the symptoms of your body crying for you to stop doing or stop eating or stop living or stop thinking, stop drinking, stop doing a lot of the things that are hurting your body. And as time goes on, we have learned to, you know, live to eat instead of eating to live. And I was going to do this episode, which is called, I've entitled this thing so many times, The Deadly Effects of the Swine Flu and the Influenza Shots and the Harmful Effects of the Swine Flu and Influenza Shots. And, you know, I just put it this way. I don't know what I'm going to name this episode, but let me just tell you now that it is a show that's going to expose the deadly and harmful effects of the H1N1 shot as well as the regular influenza shot. That is being bombarded upon America today. And America is the only country where the medical staff is being mandated to get the H1N1 vaccination along with the regular flu vaccination, which is crazy. For those who do not know their rights, you can get exempt from this mandatory shot and still keep your job. And I do reserve that information for my clients. If you are an active celestial healing, excuse me, I had to clear my throat. If you are an active celestial healing client and you work in a medical facility, and you do not wish to receive the vaccination of H1N1 or the flu vaccination and you still want to keep your job, please contact me. I do have the legal paperwork that will help you keep your job and become exempt from taking that mandatory shot. And you can tell something is wrong with the vaccination when they started in New York, okay, and now they're going, it started in New York and then now it's spread to Maryland, D.C., and I just got notified 2 weeks ago that Grady Memorial Hospital is, which is located in downtown Atlanta, right downtown, like about walking distance from the underground, they are having mandatory H1N1 vaccination, as well as the regular influenza vaccination for all the staff. And when they did this for New York, about, 54% of the medical staff refused to take it. This is before they mandated. Excuse me, I'm mixing up some stuff here. But they offered this shot free of charge for the staff of the hospitals in New York, the state of New York. And 54, maybe 60% refused to get it. So if they refuse to get it, and by the way, the makers of the H1N1, all of them, 100% of the people who make the vaccination refuse to get vaccinated. So the people who produce it, not even going to back it up by getting it themselves. And this is all research. This is not me babbling. This is not me going on and on. This is stuff that is searchable, and you can investigate it. Thank goodness for the Internet. You can investigate this yourself. You can even YouTube this. You can even have an investigative reporter to even go into all of this. Everything I'm telling you is true. The people who produce these vaccinations do not even get them themselves, nor do they allow their families to get these vaccinations. And they are worth in the billions, okay? Please excuse me if I go from subject to subject to subject. I got notes going all over the place, and I got stuff going on in my head. That's so much information that I definitely want to get out. But let me go back to the I'm gonna do my best to stay on track. Getting back to the mandatory vaccinations in the medical community. Now, if 54 to 60% of the people who work in the facilities, the medical facilities, the hospitals, if they refuse to get the vaccination, and now they and now they're even fighting it because they're making it mandatory, something should tell you that they know firsthand the harmful effects of the vaccine. The H1N1 vaccine is nothing to play with. It's nothing to play with. And if you look at the ingredients, which I'm going to tell you on this broadcast, what the ingredients that are inside this vaccine, you too will think twice about getting that. And, you know, this is where it comes back to communism. Since when are you threatened by your job to get an injection from that has been dictated by the CDC? You know, this is some crazy stuff. You mean to tell me that, but for those who don't know their rights, because there's a lot of people who have no idea how to exempt themselves from mandatory vaccination, because that is against the Constitution. You got to know the law. You got to know how to use the law to protect yourself. And there are laws out there that will protect yourself from some, from craziness like this. And here it is. Why should they make people take this vaccination, this vaccine? Why do you got to make people take it? And you don't really have to take it. My question to people who are pro H1N1 or regular, or who are pro flu shots, my question is this: what are your chances of getting the flu in the first place? What is your chances of getting the swine flu? Now, for those who don't know, the H1N1 is the swine flu vaccination. But the pork companies was very upset because they saw a decline in their pork sales when the swine flu epidemic arose. They pressured the CDC to rename the swine flu, the H1N1 virus. Isn't that crazy? Now, I could get on a whole new topic with the pork companies and the CDC and the FDA and the food, your food that you purchase, that they put a lot of the pork additives in there. So we're not going to go into that. I'm going to stay on topic here with the, I'm going to still call it swine flu and H1N1, which are the same. Okay. We know that when you are scared, you don't think rationally. When you are invoked with so much fear, you are more prone to do things that you normally would not do if you use your logic without fear. And I realized that when it comes to this country of ours, which love to make people do things out of fear, and in my opinion, and my lifestyle has been inconvenienced due to the fear that's been installed by the powers that be of America. And when I was walking into Walmart last week, because this show was supposed to air next week, but because of the constant commercials, the constant news broadcasting, of how low the how low supply, the limited supply of the H1N1 vaccine they have, they're making it seem like, oh my gosh, you got to come over here and get it now because we don't have that many. We only have 40,000. And because it's so limited, we're only going to give it to the elders and the children first. And that makes some people feel like they're missing out. And they feel like, oh my gosh, and they get a panic of, when can I get mine? When can I get mine? And I look at the it's a good sales sell method. Seriously, it is. If I say, you know what, Dr. Keela's detox and blood cleanser, we only got two more left, and I have no idea when we're going to get some more in. So maybe that's not realistic. Let me just say 20. We only have 20 more Dr. Keela detox and blood cleansers. And the herbs that are used in these cleansers are, they're starting to be very limited. We have to go into another country to get them, so the supplies are not going to last that long. So after these 20 bottles are sold, I have no idea when we're going to get some more. That's going to make you say, well, let me get mine now, okay? Let me get mine now. And so I won't miss out in the future. First of all, me and my staff will never do nothing crazy like that. And two, if I have to instill fear into you to buy my products, then that means the product is not good. And that means there's something about the product that is underhanded. And the same thing goes with the H1N1. Vaccine as well as the regular flu vaccine. They're using these techniques where they have them at certain hospitals and clinics, and they're making sure that the news broadcasts that they have a limited supply and that they don't know if they're going to be able to give it to everyone. Let me just tell you something crazy I saw on CNN. When I saw this on CNN, now you all know who listen to my program very often. I only get a chance to see a little bit of the news. And when I say a little bit of the news, I mean very little, because when I'm in the gym and changing room, I change quickly so I get the hell out of there without listening to what's going on in the news. Anyway, the time that I was in there, this happened on Monday. Y'all are going to love this story, and it's going to be a hoot. This past Monday, I walked into my posh gym, and of course on the big flat screen TV, CNN was on, and they showed this woman standing in the doorway of her home, and they showed another woman, which was her mother, holding a microphone covered in plastic. Now, this looks strange because usually you see the newscaster standing there with his microphone holding it to the person he's interviewing, but not this case. A total non-broadcasting employee was holding the mic to someone, to her daughter. So this is the mother holding the mic for her daughter. The mother has had the H1N1 flu. She had it 3 weeks ago. And she never got the injection, but for some reason she got the H1N1 flu. And she was sick for a week, and now she's better. So now she's immune to her daughter, who happens to have it as well. Now, her daughter did not get the vaccination either. So since the mother is immune and the other newscasters are not, they were on her yard, but very far away, and they were zooming in on her standing in the doorway with her mother holding the microphone. And the woman had a red nose, because obviously like she was blowing her nose, and they were asking questions by yelling across the lawn, and she would answer it by speaking into the plastic-covered mic. And one of the questions that the newscaster yelled to her was, "How do you feel?" And she's standing there now. Did you hear me? She's standing there in the doorway with her mother holding the mic to her mouth, and she says, "Well, I'm a little tired. I got a fever, a little bit of the cough, but my nose has been running all day long. I have a lot of running nose, and I feel a little achy." Then the newscaster pans away, or CNN pans away, and then they start showing all of the people getting the nasal H1N1 vaccine, and then they show people getting the injections, and then they start saying how, the symptoms that she described are the symptoms to the swine flu, the H1N1 vaccination, virus, which the CDC advised everybody should get vaccinated to prevent these symptoms from happening to you, blah, 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 scare, scare, scare. And then they come right back to her. And then the newscaster says, is there anything you would like to tell people who are watching you right now? And homegirl says, "Well, it's too late for me to get the vaccination, and I really wish I did, because I just missed a week of work. And even though it's too late for me, save yourselves and go get the vaccine." Oh my gosh. I said, the chick anybody ever had the flu before? I never had the flu. I had pneumonia once, and that was caused by my stupidity, but I never had the flu. And I have taken care of people, relatives, friends, as well as my clients who have had the flu. When you have the flu, you don't feel like standing in no doorway giving an interview to some camera crew. Are you kidding me? And what was this, "It's too late for me, save yourselves, brouhaha"? What was that all about? Homegirl, you don't have anthrax. This is, you know what I'm saying? What are you talking about? save yourselves. Now, all of that was nothing but oozing. It was oozing fear. It was nothing but a sale tactic to get people to run to these medical facilities to get these injections. And now they're not even, now that these vaccines are not necessarily located in the medical facilities, Walmart has it for $29.99, and you don't need a prescription to get it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not see the craziness that's happening in our country, I advise you to wake the hell up. Because if you keep subjecting yourselves to this torture, the vaccine is torture. And I'm going to get into the ingredients and the side effects and the death-related cases to this. I'm going to get to all that in a minute. But for those of you who are listening, because I'm sure I'm going to hear from you, you're going to either call or give me an email telling me that you have received the flu shots for 5 years every year and you never get the flu. Let me tell you something. I dare you, those of you who have had it for 5 years, because it does take that long for it to harden down your immune system to where you have to depend on it for the rest of your life. I dare you, for 5 years, if you've taken it for 5 years or more, I dare you to not take it 1 year. And you could take all the vitamin C you want. You could take all the garlic you want. I would like to see you not take it and see how sickly you will be for the rest of that year. And those of you who have received either of the shots, I would like to see how quickly you're able to eliminate certain illnesses throughout the year as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a setup for you to be dependent upon the medical society for the rest of your life. And if your immune system is used to receiving these injections every year, it will have no other choice but to be dependent upon pharmaceutical drugs as well as medical procedures such as surgeries for the rest of your life. You will be the guinea pig of the medical society. The chances of you getting the flu, it's very low. So if you have a low chance of getting the flu, why bother with the flu shot? Like I said, I am around sick people almost every day. I have to go into hospice where it's just nothing but death in there, and people are really sick. You have people walking around in the hospice sometimes with masks on. I don't, because I build up my immune system. And then I come into the hospital, which I hate those, and I do charge extra for people who want me to make on-call to the hospital because I am risking my health by walking into that facility. Hospitals are not healthy. They're not places of health. You know, a lot of bacteria, a lot of illness, a lot of germs, a lot of stuff in it. There's so many hospital-related deaths just from being in the hospital alone. Now, that's what you got. They don't have a vaccine for that, I noticed. Anyway, I never had the flu, and I'm constantly around people who are ill, people who have had hepatitis, people who have had the flu, pneumonia, and I don't get these illnesses. Now, why don't I get these illnesses? Because I think logically. My body can resist any disease, any illness, provided that my immune system is strong. Ladies and gentlemen, you keep getting these shots, your immune system will be worthless. It'll be similar to someone who has full-blown AIDS. And you will have to be dependent upon the pharmaceutical drugs for the rest of your life if you don't get your act together. And if you miss those dosage, then the detoxing of the vaccine itself is almost lethal, to where you are feeling so sick that the only way to feel better is by getting these injections, because your body is going through this drug withdrawal, provided that you don't see a naturopathic doctor to help you in the process. I'm going to give you our recipe, and then I'm going to get into the effects of the drugs. But let me just tell you guys this now. And I'm not known to throw out blind advice, because it doesn't necessarily work. But this right here, I've had 100% positive feedback, and I have not had anyone who has done this say that they have received the flu. If you guys, now I'm talking to the people who are against this. Those of you who are pro-vaccination, you can go ahead and just click the off button or close the window or the window on your browser. The rest of this stuff don't even apply to you. I'm done talking to you. I'm talking to the people who wish to take control of your health. If you would like to be one of the many people to build up your immune system and protect your health, this is what you do. Please get a pen and paper right now. I'm going to tell you some valuable information that will save your life this winter. There is something I've been doing for a lot of clients. If you guys seen any of my YouTube clips or if you've been to any of my lectures, there is a concoction that I have received from my professor and some of my mentors. We used to call it liquid penicillin, but I'm not going to call it that anymore. I don't like that name. So I'm going to rename this liquid immune booster. Liquid immune booster. And this is the ingredients to it. It's real simple. You get 100% pure apple cider vinegar. Get the 16-ounce jar or a bottle. Excuse me. Get the 16-ounce bottle of apple cider vinegar. Make sure it's pure, because you got to look at the ingredients. Some of the cheap apple cider vinegar will have a combination of water or some other ingredients in it. This needs to be 100% pure certified apple organic apple cider vinegar. Of course, the best people to come to mind is Bragg's. You can never go wrong with them. Bragg's apple cider vinegar is going to be the top of the list. Okay, they're not the only ones who are pure, but they are one of the credible ones. So, and they're the only one that can come to my mind. So, you get the 16 ounce bottle of apple cider vinegar. You're going to get 3 garlic bulbs. You get 4 if the garlic bulbs are small, but if they're not small, if they're medium size or large size, go ahead and just get 3. You're going to take the cloves of the bulbs, and you're going to cut them in itty-bitty pieces. So what you will do is you'll peel the garlic, and you place all the cloves in a little pile and just start chopping away. You're going to start chopping away and making them into small little bitty pieces. And once you have them all chopped up, you're going to place them inside of the bottle. Now, if these bits of pieces of garlic, chopped garlic, raw garlic, by the way, these bits and pieces of the chopped raw garlic, if they tend to overflow the bottle, that's fine. Then just empty a little bit of the contents of the apple cider vinegar out. And until you can get all of that garlic, because it's important to get all of that garlic inside that bottle, okay? Now, once you got all the pieces, the diced, sliced pieces of the raw garlic inside the bottle of the apple cider vinegar, close the top and shake it. Shake it vigorously for about a minute. You're going to place it into a brown paper bag and put it in a cabinet which is not open often, because you want to keep it in the dark for 24 hours. And throughout the 24 hours, periodically go in there I'll say every 4 to 6 hours, go in there and shake it some more. Keep shaking it, okay? And you're going to do this for 24 hours. So, like me, actually, I'm going to be making mine next week. What I usually do is I'll go in there and shake it every 2 to 3 hours. And when I'm sleeping, of course, I'm not going to wake up and shake it. But when I do wake up, I immediately go in there before I make my smoothie, I go and shake it again. Okay? And when 24 hours is up, you can also do it 48 hours. It's up to you. Minimum 24 hours, maximum 48 hours. And once you do that, you go ahead and get a shot glass. For those who don't have a shot glass, you just need to pour 1 ounce of that whole concoction. Now, before you pour it in there, make sure you shake it up a little bit, and then pour 1 ounce into your cup, glass, shot glass, whatever, and then just throw it back. Just drink it. Now, a lot of you are probably wondering, wow, am I going to smell like garlic? Actually, no, you won't. You will not smell like garlic. Even though all that garlic is in there, that one shot will not have you smell like garlic. Your breath may smell like a little bit of the garlic and you just brush your teeth or chew gum and it's gone. But as far as your body reeking of garlic, it will not. For some reason, the apple cider vinegar neutralized the smell inside of your body. And you just need to drink 1 ounce of that every morning. Every morning. Throughout the entire winter season. Ladies and gentlemen, you do that alone, you will not get the flu. And here's some backup for those of you who want something else to do with that, because I'm going to tell you what I normally do. I will take 1 ounce of that liquid immune booster every morning, and then I'll take my vitamin D, about 2 to 4,000 milligrams of the vitamin C, and that's it. That's it. That's all I do. And the reason why I would take vitamin D in the wintertime only is because I'm not exposed to the sun. And this is how, even though I'm down here in Atlanta, the sun is not out that often that much. And it's further away from the planet, so it's not going to be that intense. So my vitamin D is going to be very low during the winter season, especially because I'm covered up. It's cold, so I'm going to have something on my head. I'm going to have something around my neck, and I'm going to have a coat on with pants. So my body is not even exposed to the sun to even get any vitamin D, and I'm not even going to be in the sun because it's cold outside to get the vitamin D that is required to fight off any kind of winter illness, such as the flu, colds, or what have you. And if you look at how it's easy to catch colds, how easy it is to catch the flu, look at how the season is set up. First of all, we're in the month of October. And now that we're in the month of October, we're in the fall season. And the fall season, as I explained earlier, is the season where the sun is not out as often. It's not out as long. So now we're having, the nighttime is coming sooner than usual. So over here, it gets nighttime around about, the sun goes down around about 6:30 or 7, where in the summertime, the sun was going down at 9:30 or maybe 9 o'clock. You know, it's still light outside. And now it's pitch black at 7:30 or something like that, maybe 7 o'clock. I'm not too sure. I have to keep an eye outside. So therefore, the sun is not out. So therefore, you're lacking your vitamin D. And here in America, this is the month of Halloween, which is full of candy, high fructose corn syrup, refined sugars, which is going to spike up your insulin level. Okay? This is going to cause problems with the pancreas, with your stomach, hydrochloric acid assumptions of breaking down your foods, especially your proteins, because we're doing so much carbs this month because of Halloween, and people do not like to turn down Halloween candy. You'll see more people eat candy this month than any other. Oh, no. Let me take that back. October is number one, and then, of course, Valentine's Day is number two. So for the high consumption of simple carbs, simple carbohydrates, which is the sugars, okay? Now, after we have bombarded our bodies with all that sugar, then we have November coming along. And in November, we have Thanksgiving. Now, this is a combination of high proteins with also a lot of carbs. So we have, your turkey that's filled with a lot of estrogen because they want the turkeys to be nice and fat. And the best way to get fat turkeys is to shoot it up with hormones such as estrogen. And don't forget that nasty stinking ham, which is full of all kinds of viruses and, all kinds of worms, parasites, definitely high in sodium, because the best way to preserve pork is by filling it up with sodium chloride. And just filling up with a whole bunch of sodium, which would preserve flesh from rotting so soon. And pork is the first and only meat that will rot instantly upon killing the pig. So we're doing all that. We're doing all the pork. We're doing all the turkey. So we're doing all of this high protein with the carbohydrates. When I mean carbohydrates, we're talking about the stuffing. And you're eating the stuffing with the cranberry sauce. And if you ever look on the ingredients of the cranberry sauce, you'll see that the second main ingredient is what? High fructose corn syrup. Didn't we do a whole show on the harmful effects of high fructose corn syrup? You all know the rules. You already know what I'm about to say, the dangerous effects of that. Because the high fructose corn syrup does not give the signal to the brain that you're full. And this is how we all binge eat. And then, you know, in the black community, we always call it the itis, where we eat so much we go ahead and fall asleep. And then we wake up and we eat again. And you're eating on Thanksgiving dinner for a week, maybe 2 weeks afterwards. And then we come to the most stressful month of the year, Christmas. For those of you who don't even celebrate Christmas, and I don't. I don't deal with Christmas. I don't celebrate Christmas. I don't give my nephew any of my relatives any Christmas gifts because I don't partake into the madness, okay? Christmas is not about exchanging gifts with other people and building up the economy, okay? The real meaning of Christmas has been lost, so I don't deal with it. However, for someone like myself who doesn't even deal with Christmas, I still have to go through the stress of what? Long lines, heavy traffic, irritable people. I gotta constantly listen to Christmas carols and stuff played over the radio over and over and over again. And then, of course, here we go, the countdown. It's 12 days before Christmas. It's 10 days before Christmas. It's 7 more days of Christmas. It's 4 more days of Christmas. And this is building up people's stress levels so high. And here it is. You're not only stressed, but we're in a time where a lot of people have lost their jobs. The finances are not expendable to the point where you can buy gifts without looking at the price tag. But you don't want people to feel bad, and you don't want people to think less of you, so you succumb to the pressures of using credit cards or borrowing money or pawning this to get that, you know, maybe even not paying a bill so that you can give so-and-so such and such or maybe your own children Christmas gift because this society has put more emphasis on materialistic gifts for this the month of December than any other time of the year. And when people are lacking in money and you have all that stress of the financial burden of purchasing gifts, and also let's not forget you got the Christmas lights, which is going to raise up your electricity bill, so then you got these bills to worry about in addition to how you're going to pay for these gifts and how you're going to also be able to deal with the food on that month, because we got the same food, probably a little bit more carbohydrates because we got the gingerbreads, the fruitcake, which is disgusting. I don't understand who was the genius that thought that fruit and cake go together. Anyway, so you got a lot of your cookies, your candies. You don't really have that much of the protein, but you do indulge into the protein. So here we have bad eating habits and a lot of candy. You know, we got candy, you got what is that, the candy canes? Lots and lots of chocolate. So you have all that plus the stress, okay? Then we got New Year's Day or New Year's Eve, and that's when the alcohol comes on. Now, mind you, the alcohol flows very heavy in Thanksgiving, too, because I remember several alcoholic-induced fights from my family during Thanksgiving, okay? alcohol in Thanksgiving, alcohol for Christmas, and then, of course, alcohol and New Year's Eve go hand in hand. So you have abused your body for the month of October, the month of December, the month of the month of October, the month of November, the month of December, and here it is, you're bringing in the so-called New Year drunk or full on foods, and then boom, your immune system has had enough, and therefore it forces you to detox, and you confuse this with being sick. And that is how we get sick come January. That's how my business really booms, because people neglect to take care of themselves during October, during November, during December, and also on New Year's Day. And then the immune system gives in, and then you try to get back on track, but then we got Valentine's Day coming around. So if you don't have a significant other, you feel depressed and lonely, and then that caused you to go ahead and eat for comfort, because food is your best friend, and food is the lover that will never let you down. It's only 13 more minutes for the live broadcasting, and I haven't even touched on all of the subjects I'm going to touch on. So see what I mean? We're going over on this one. So ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm talking about. We do this to ourselves, and then you want to think that it's an epidemic of a flu virus that's going around. Can you all remember all of the fear-based things that we were supposed to be scared of? Remember, first it was 9/11, then it was SARS. Remember that? You guys remember that? Now, also remember we was going through a bird flu epidemic? Remember that scare? Remember anthrax? And then, of course, with 9/11, we came to terrorism. So these things are used to scare you. And I'm going to get back to using this on the people that's causing you to do the mandated vaccines. They're scaring the people who work for the medical community to get these vaccines, because they understand that we're in times where you need to be appreciative of your job. And the fact that you're appreciative of your job, you just don't want to rock the boat. And rocking the boat means that you just, if they are mandating the H1N1 and flu vaccines, then, you know it's going to cause you to get sick. You understand it's going to cause you to be unhealthy in the future. But you need your job. Christmas is coming. So how are you going to pay these bills? So therefore, they are instilling fear in you to get these shots, because they are threatening your job with them. And understand that you can catch the flu from someone who received the flu vaccine. Hello, did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? You do understand that the flu vaccine contains the flu itself, and that the H1N1 vaccine contains the H1N1 virus itself. You do understand that. You do know that when you look at the list of ingredients that is inside the packages. Now, this is why I don't like the injections, because they can inject you, and they don't necessarily have to give you the list of the side effects nor the ingredients that comes with it. They may give you a piece of paper. And then again, I'm not sure. I need to find out somebody who's crazy enough to get that vaccine and find out what type of paperwork they give these people to inform them what they've been in jail. She says, because I love debating with stupid people, I'm telling you, it makes me seem so much smarter. But that was mean. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I love debating with people who don't use logic. That was fair. That's a fair statement for me to say. She was saying, well, the flu virus contains an inactive virus of the flu. It's not the live flu. It's the inactive flu. And I said, yes, it's inactive in a vial. When I say vial, I mean the actual vial before they inject the syringe and fill the syringe up with the vaccine and inject it into you. Yes, in that it is inactive, but once it starts to get heated up by your own body temperature, it becomes active. Of course the daggone virus is not going to be active in a cold vial, but once it's injected into you, it becomes active, and that is how a lot of people are getting sick. As a matter of fact, a lot of people who have received the flu, I'm talking about the regular flu vaccine right now. I'm not talking about the H1N1 flu virus right now. I'm talking about the regular flu. A lot of my clients and also a lot of regular people are noticing that in the past, they may not have gotten as sick from regular flu vaccinations. Some of them have noticed, they have received like a runny nose or itchy throat, or they've coughed or received a little temperature. But this year, it's knocking them flat on their backs. And people have called off for work for 2 to 3 days recuperating from the flu vaccine. Now, here is what I tell people who want to say it's a proactive way of preventing to getting the flu. Here's the thing: if you're being injected with the flu and you get the flu itself, what was the purpose of getting the vaccine? I don't understand. To make you immune? If you want to be immune, if that's a logic, then let me just tell you people. If it's logical to get injected with the flu virus so that you can be immune from the flu virus, why don't you just hang around somebody who has the flu? You know why? Because chances are you probably won't get the flu if your immune system is up to par. So instead of getting injected with the flu to make yourself immune from the flu, why not just hang around people with the flu? Isn't that what they used to do when we were little? If one child had the chicken pox, we all had to go spend a night and spend some time with that child until we got it so we all could get it. They didn't give us the chicken pox. Well, I think they did give us the chicken pox vaccine. But during the time when the person had the chicken pox, I remember my cousin had it. My cousin had, how old was I? I think I was 8 years old. I remember this vividly. I remember this like it was yesterday. My cousin Timothy had the chicken pox. And my mom packed up my sister, my brother, me, and then my aunt packed up their cousin, and we all had a slumber party over at Timothy's. Okay? So, and 2 days later, all of us had the chicken pox, okay? And that is how we got it. So that we could be immune from it for the rest. This is my mother's logic, that if we get the chicken pox, we could be immune from it for the rest of the year and we won't have to worry about getting it again. So if we were to get the flu that way, you know, what's the point of the flu vaccine? Is it because the people who make it get really paid from it, and the more that they instill fear in you, the more prone you are to buy it without using any logic? But here's the thing. Unlike the chickenpox, I've had children who never got vaccinated, because I have paperwork for them, too. Mothers who don't want their children to get vaccinated, I have legal paperwork for them, too. If they are encounter children who have chickenpox, they won't get it because we build the child's immune system up without vaccinations. Vaccinations cause so much damage. They cause so much damage to people. And if you notice that autism is on the rise because of the vaccinations now, which are high in mercury. Okay? So this is just something I want you all to think about. Let me do a couple of drops, and then I'm going to come back because I only got 5 more minutes for those who are live, actually 4 more minutes for those on the live broadcast. You probably want to have to stay tuned and wait till I upload this broadcast because I'm just getting started. So I'll be right back, and then we'll go into what's inside these vaccines and the side effects that they are causing, and I'll be right back, okay?
This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L. To listen to other archive radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com. Celestial Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141.
And we are back. Thank you for joining me. For those who are listening live, we're going to be getting off air in 2 minutes, but it will still be recording. So I apologize for setting it for 60 minutes. I knew I should have set it for longer than that because this is a very important topic that I want to get across to people, and I knew I wasn't going to do it for 60 minutes. So tune in later for the full episode, to be uploaded later on tonight, which will have the whole entire episode together. Okay, let me get down to the nitty-gritty of the H1N1 virus. It's really amazing what research has done. And this is something I didn't know. I had no idea that the CDC, by the way, the CDC means, for those who don't know, Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Prevention, my ass. They do not prevent anything. They cause more than they prevent. But CDC is here in Atlanta, Georgia. Did not know that. I did not know that. So that was a shocker for me. But the CDC is a federal agency in the Department of Health and Human Services, which is located right here in Atlanta. Now, I want you guys to listen to something. I'm going to give you the symptoms to the common flu. And this is not my doing. This is something that has been illustrated by the CDC. The CDC of Atlanta, the federal agency of Department of Health and Human Services, okay? The CDC states that the common symptoms, the common flu symptoms, the symptoms to the common flu are fever, usually a high fever, headaches, tiredness, and sometimes the tiredness can be extreme, coughs, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, body aches, diarrhea, and vomiting. And diarrhea and vomiting are more common among children than adults. The CDC says that having these symptoms does not always mean that you have the flu. Many different illnesses, including the common cold, can have similar symptoms. Okay? Now, that was the list of symptoms to the common flu. Let's look at the list of symptoms to the H1N1 flu virus, which is the swine flu. Let's look at the symptoms to that. The common symptoms to the swine flu, aka H1N1 viruses, are fever, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, body aches, headaches, chills, and fatigue. And some people may experience vomiting and diarrhea. Didn't that just sound familiar? Didn't that just sound a little bit familiar than the same? The H1N1 flu virus has the same symptoms as the common flu. But yet and still, they're giving you two vaccines instead of one. Now, for those of you who are not using your logical common sense, let me just help you out for a second. If you have the same symptoms, if you have fever, headache, tiredness, cough, sore throat, runny nose, body aches, diarrhea, and vomiting, which is the same effects, which is the same symptoms of the H1N1 virus, then wouldn't you think that the flu shot itself should be a one-stop shot, meaning that it should take one shot, since these symptoms are the same, it should take one shot to combat both of these viruses? So instead of getting two shots, wouldn't it be logical to have one shot that will, now, I'm not saying getting this, okay? I'm just using logic here. If you were the type of person that was supposed to believe in these shots, why are you getting two shots instead of one and the symptoms are the same? I'm not finished. Here it is that, why is it that they have to separate the two flus? Okay, why is it that the swine flu is supposed to be as deadly as the regular flu? And they always want to report, we had 14 children around the world have died from the swine flu. Guess what? People die from the regular flu, too. I got one better. More people die from pneumonia than the flu. And yet still, you don't see no pneumonia vaccine yet. Give them time, ladies and gentlemen. Give them time. They will come up with a pneumonia vaccine real soon. But you have way more people dying of pneumonia than you do of the flu. Now, remember what I said. I never had the flu, but I've had pneumonia, and pneumonia is nothing to play with. People, pneumonia is something that you can relapse from, and pneumonia takes 30 days to recover from. Where the flu can take 7, pneumonia takes 30. I know from a fact, because I had it, and it was not cool. And did I get antibiotics? No. Did I get any of the inhaler? No. Once I went to the hospital to verify that that was exactly what I did have, I had a feeling I had it. I think I had the pneumonia in 2005. Yeah, I had two in 2005. December, as a matter of fact, December of 2005, I created myself the flu, I mean pneumonia. And the way I got pneumonia was, I wasn't taking my liquid immune booster, the apple cider vinegar with the garlic in it. I didn't take any of that. Actually, I wasn't taking anything. I was eating like junk. I was in love, so I was doing a lot of stupid stuff like eating crazy. You know, when I'm happy, I eat stupid. And when I say happy, I'm like happy in love. I don't eat right when I'm in love. And that's a bad thing, but that's TMI, so I'm going to say that for another show. And I was going into, I had a membership to a facility that was using filtered mineral salt water. And I would just be in there, and I would just sit in that hot water for hours, get out and take a shower and then walk outside barely with a jacket on, something like that. I did stupid stuff, or sleep with the window open but have the heater blowing on me. I mean, I was not using any common sense during that time. And next thing you know, I started to develop some fluid in my lungs, and it was hard to breathe. I, you know, laying down, I felt like I was about to die. It felt like somebody was sitting on my chest, and I took myself to the hospital and insisted they give me an x-ray because they was trying to give me all these tests to see if I had a blood clot. They're so silly. Because I took a trip to Germany, they said, well, I may have a blood clot. And I'm like, get out of here. I got liquid. I could barely breathe. You know, my blood pressure was high because I couldn't breathe. And I felt like I was suffocating. I was coughing. I could feel myself wheezing. I had all these symptoms. And sure enough, when the x-rays came back, I did have liquid in my lungs, and the doctor stated that I did have pneumonia. And I had to sleep sitting up, which was very inconveniencing. So sleeping sitting up, and in addition to all the things, to taking care of my body naturally, I did heal myself of pneumonia, but it was something that was a very painful experience, and it was a very inconveniencing experience because I was very weak, and I was very contagious too. So I didn't see my clients for a while, and I started to take care of myself, and I made sure I didn't expose myself around anyone. Now, when people get those vaccinations, they have been injected with the actual virus, and in my belief, that's how. The disease is passed around, you know, because you are injected, when the person is injected with the flu virus or the H1N1 virus, they actually have the virus and can become contagious, especially when they start to succumb to the symptoms of the vaccine. Now, my thing is that now that the powers that be are making it mandatory for certain people in the health profession to get vaccinated, this is for the average layperson, the average normal person, to just build your immune system. And I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, I've never had anybody say, Dr. Keela, I took that stuff and nothing, and I got the flu. I took that stuff and I got pneumonia. I'm telling you, you do what I say. You do that 1 ounce a day. And also, let me give you a warning. It's going to burn. It's not going to be the best tasting stuff, but that's okay. You should be able to deal with that 3 seconds of burning, and it's not a bad burn, it's a spicy burn, going down your throat, that apple cider vinegar garlic concoction. You do that, take the vitamin D, take your vitamin C, you will not get the flu, you will not get the common cold, and you definitely won't get pneumonia. And even if you are exposed to people who have these diseases, you still won't get sick. I figured that out, that this stuff even stops you from getting the hepatitis. I think it's hepatitis C. I think it's airborne. Don't quote me on that one. I'm not sure. But I was exposed to someone who didn't even know they had airborne contagious hepatitis, and they'd had me go get tested, and I was taking the liquid immune booster, and I didn't have the virus. I didn't have the hepatitis, and I got tested every 6 months for 2 years, and I was fine, and I never had it. So I believe solely, and I've had other people, I've had lots of success stories from people who have taken that. You do that, ladies and gentlemen, you will not have the flu, and you will save your immune system from being abused by these vaccines. Now, speaking of the vaccines, let's get back on that again. Okay. Let's talk about the swine flu. Now, for those of you who don't know, the swine flu is not new. A big so-called epidemic of the swine flu occurred in 1976. This was 33 years ago. A big ad campaign was encouraging masses of people to get the vaccination to protect yourself from the swine flu back in 1976. And millions of vaccines were distributed and injected into the population. And all of a sudden, it was halted. The FDA put a halt on administering of the swine flu vaccination back in 1976. Now, why did they put a stop to it? Because back then, hundreds of individuals came down with an autoimmune disease called, now I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly, Guillain-Barré. Guillain-Barré. I'm going to spell Guillain for you. But it's but the shorter version of it is called GBS. It's Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is also known as GBS. So I'm going to start pronouncing it GBS. For those who want to research this syndrome, I'm going to spell it for you. It's spelled G-U-I-L-L-I-A-N, then the second word is B-A-R-R-E syndrome, or GBS, okay? The hundreds of people who were given the vaccine came down with GBS, and it was a result of those vaccinations, and it causes paralysis in the extremities and the facial muscles. So people were paralyzed in their arms, in their legs, and in some of their facial features and their muscles. Okay, they couldn't move them. And when this was discovered, the FDA put a halt to it, and therefore the company was immune from being sued for this side effect. Okay? That applies today. Did you know that the law gives pharmaceutical companies complete immunity from lawsuits due to deaths or complications from vaccines? Now, back in 1976, a lot of people died from GBS. And most were paralyzed for the rest of their lives. And the families of these victims tried to sue the pharmaceutical company, and they couldn't by law because the law protected the pharmaceutical company from being sued from any complication of these vaccines. Now, you're probably asking yourself, well, Dr. Keeler, that was back in 1976. This is 2009. How is that relevant? Well, I'm glad you asked me that. Because do you know that the same swine flu vaccine with the ingredients that was shot in people in 1976 have 90% of the same ingredients in the vaccine for 2009? They only changed it by 10%. Therefore, they took the 10%. It's not 100% the same. It's only 90% of the same. Now, what are the same ingredients or ingredients listed? I'm glad you asked me that. First of all, what is inside the H1N1 vaccine is the influenza A, which influenza A is H1N1. It is the live vaccine. Now, this is the live swine flu that is inside this, the H1N1 vaccine. The live swine flu virus is inside this shot. It also contains mercury. I think it's called thimerosal. I think that's what I'm going to spell it for you because I could be pronouncing it incorrectly. It's thimerosal, which is mercury. And for those of you who know, mercury destroys brain cells. And this is why a lot of people, a lot of children have developed autism several weeks after receiving vaccinations because of the mercury content inside the vaccines, which have destroyed the brain cells, okay? The H1N1 also contains gelatin. We already know what that is. And the big shocker is that it contains formaldehyde. Did you hear that? Formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is a colorless, poisonous gas made by the oxidation of methanol. But in liquid form, it's used to preserve corpses. You guys are getting all this in. Oh, hold on. Let me get in the right. Let me stop. I'm not going into that. I'm just going to keep on with the listing of what's inside the stuff. Okay. The H1N1 virus also H1N1 vaccine also contains cancer cells from animals. There is a German doctor. Specialist named Dr. Wolfgang Wardog, and he states, and I'm going to quote this, because he recommended Germany does not mandate it, nor did he also advise the German citizens against getting the H1N1. See, these people care about their people, and that's why I love Germany. Germany care about their citizens. It's not like America where the companies here are all about making a dollar regardless who gets killed and who gets hurt. It's all about the Molly dollar here. But over there, they care about their citizens, their German citizens, and they advise them against the H1N1. A lot of the doctors advise the German citizens of getting this vaccine. And I'm going to quote him. No, hold on. I'm going to read what has been said. Okay. Dr. Wolfgang Woodog has said that there are many risks associated with the vaccine for the H1N1 virus. He has grave reservations about the firm Novartis, I think I'm going to spell this as a company who develops the vaccine, N-O-V-A-T-I-S, the firm Novartis, who are developing the vaccines, and they were testing them in Germany. The nutrient solution for the vaccine consists of cancerous cells from animals. And he quotes, "We do not know if there could be any allergic reactions, but more importantly, some people fear the risk of cancer could be increased by injecting the cells." Why do you have to have cancer cells from animals in a swine flu vaccine? What's the point of having that? Oh, is it because it's going to turn into cancer in the future, which cancer is a billion-dollar industry, okay? We all know how much money they make off of cancer. So while they're giving you this shot, they're giving you cancer cells from animals. What's the purpose of that? And lastly, and I could go on and on of all of the, okay, I'm going to read two more, ingredients to the H1N1 vaccine, as well as the swine flu, which is the same, because there's a lot of lethal, ingredients in here. There's also an ingredient in here called, MF-59. A number of studies have shown that this ingredient causes autoimmune disorders, including rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and lupus. Okay? And there's an oil-based vaccination adjuvants inside of the vaccine, which has been contributed to the cascade of reactions called the Gulf War Syndrome. This ingredient alone has caused arthritis, rashes, chronic fatigue, chronic headaches, abnormal body hair loss, non-healing skin lesions, ulcers, dizziness, weakness, memory loss, seizures, mood swings, anti-thyroid effects, anemia, lupus, multiple sclerosis, numbness in the fingers and toes, blurred vision, chronic diarrhea, fibromyalgia, night sweats, and also fevers. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your swine flu, aka H1N1 vaccine, that they are telling you to run and get immediately. I am just really amazed. I'm going to end this soon. What time is it? Okay, I've got 10 more minutes and I'm going to end this because I'm going to have this go for 1 hour and 30 minutes. I'm really disappointed in the masses, and I understand the percentage of knowledge where you have the 10% who know, but they rule over the 85%, and then you have the 5%ers like myself and other naturopaths and other advocates of health who are against the 10%. They make us seem like we are crazy and that we are anti-this and anti-that. I just want to educate everyone to think for yourselves, do the research, and don't play into the fear. I think when I think about the strong shall survive, I apply that to every aspect of life, especially the health life, the health community, because you cannot be weak and defend your right to live your health, to be healthy, excuse me. It seems like being healthy naturally is something you have to fight for your right for, and that's nonsense. And I fear, if there's something about me to fear, I fear for our country, land of the free, home of the brave. Really? No, this is not the land of the free. Our freedom is slowly being taken away from us, bit by bit. Anytime that your occupation says that you have to take this injection or lose your job, that's not freedom. And anytime you get suckered into getting these shots because of fear, that's not the land of the brave. What's so brave about being an American now? We have been so cowardly lately since 9/11. And they see that fear formula works. But then again, I can't really say 9/11 was the basis of fear. America has been dealing with imposing fear on its citizens since the immigrants have placed upon themselves on this continent. And when I say immigrants, I'm not talking about the Mexicans or the Cubans or the Haitians. I'm talking about the Columbus and his crew who came and killed the indigenous people known as the Indians. That's when they started instilling fear from that point on out. They instilled fear in black people, you know, to keep them as slaves. They instilled fear in the in Jewish people over there, you know, in Germany, of course, but here too. And when the Asians came over, they instilled fear in them. Because there was also, a lot of people don't understand, there was a big racial issue discrimination with a lot of Chinese workers that came over here, people of Asian descent. They were discriminated against just like blacks were. The only difference is we were slaves and they weren't, but they were treated harshly, okay? We have to really understand our history to understand the future as well as the present. So with that being said, they understand that fear works. And it's one of the key components to religion. You don't fear my God, okay, I'm going to kill you. And something that's full of truth, something that's full of light, should not have anything to do with fear. Do you understand this? If something is true and is pure and it has enlightenment, it should not have any components of fear whatsoever. Fear is a low vibration. And you guys need to get your spiritual vibrations higher than that. Without fear. Fearless. Because when you're fearless, you think better. You act better. You know better. And I am asking you, maybe pleading for you, to release the fear. Release this be afraid boogeyman that is within our country. And start doing the research and start listening to your spirit and see what it says. Is this says this is a bunch of brouhaha hogwash? Or is it saying there's some truth to this? When it comes to loving myself, to love myself is to love the Most High. There is no fear in that. I can't be afraid and love at the same time. So when I love the Most High as well as I'm loving myself, therefore I am connected to one and understand that some things are not in tune with my body because it's induced with fear. If I don't love it, then I either fear it. And if I fear it, then it does not do my body any good. So I'm going to stay away from it. Anything that is enforced upon me with the implication of fear, I don't want to have anything to do with it. Nothing. I don't have nothing to do with it. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't need drugs to be happy. You don't need these vaccines to immune yourself from flus, colds, pneumonias, whatever happening in the winter season. Just take care of yourself. Get out of the hustle and the bustle of October, November, December, and January. Live life, live happy, and be stress-free. You don't need all this stuff. I know this is some extreme stuff I'm talking about, and you can listen at your own discretion, and you can really just turn me off and never even be bothered to listen to me again. But I promise you, if you do half of the stuff I say, you will have impeccable health. You drink your water. You start eating some nice raw foods. Cut down on your animal protein. I'm not telling you to be a vegetarian, but just cut down on it. Okay? I'm definitely telling you to get off that pork and beef. I'm an empire. I'm always be pork and beef. Ain't no cutting down on that. Just stop it. And then those of you who want to eat chicken, turkey, and fish, I'm on pro fish. I love deep water fish. You know, eat your essential fatty fish, your fish like your salmon, okay, tilapia. I'm for all of you all doing that. Snapper, eat the good fish. Nice tuna. Those fish are good for you. Eat your vegetarian-fed eggs, eggs high in omega-3s. You do that, do the vitamin D, do the vitamin C, as well as take some chamomile tea to calm your nerves for December of distress, and just be in the moment of love and not in the moment of fear, and you will be okay this winter season. I promise you that. I promise you that. You don't have to go into the fear of, oh, let me hurry up and run and get this and hope they got a vaccine for me. I look at these news broadcasts talking about this stuff and I laugh at how ridiculous it is. It is just ridiculous. And because I'm seeing with my third eye, my ears are totally open and I see what it is. It's nothing but fear. So release the fear. Okay, that's enough for me. I just went 30 minutes over, and I'm done. So this is a very controversial show. Everything I said was my point of view and my view only. It had nothing to do with any of our sponsors or any of the staff here at Celestial Healing. Everything I said was my view and my opinion. And listen to what I say and use it at your discretion. Okay? All right, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes episode 20. If you would like to contact me, you can always contact me at the office during normal business hours at 770-603-0141, 770-603-0141, or check out our website, where you can also listen to this broadcast in its entirety at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. This is Dr. Akila. Tune in 2 weeks from now, where we'll do our Q&A. And as I came in, I leave out with giving you blessings of peace, love, health, happiness, and prosperity. God bless.